Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Protests continue this weekend in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center, where a white police officer shot and killed a 20-year-old black man last Sunday. About 100 demonstrators were detained last night after protests outside the police department there turned violent. And as NPR's David Shaper reports from Minneapolis, tensions are expected to remain high as the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin in the killing of George Floyd wraps up.
Closing arguments of the Chauvin trial are scheduled for Monday, and that already had people here on edge when last Sunday a police officer allegedly pulled out her gun when she meant to grab her taser and shot 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Outside of the Brooklyn Center police station, where protesters have been gathering every day since, 28-year-old Mercedes Thomas explains the mood.
It's tense. This is nothing new. As a black woman speaking, this is nothing new, you know what I'm saying? So the mood, and it's heartbreaking.
Thomas says despite promises of change following George Floyd's death, the Wright shooting shows that very little in policing has changed. David Shaper, NPR News, Minneapolis.
As of today, more than 3 million people around the world have died from COVID-19. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. NPR's Amy Held has more.
The death rate is rising more than 1 year into the pandemic. More cases mean new, more contagious variants. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus heads the World Health Organization and calls the current global spread of COVID-19 worrying.
Globally, the number of new cases per week has nearly doubled over the past 2 months. This is approaching the highest rate of infection that we have seen so far during the pandemic.
The U.S. continues to lead the world in total cases and deaths. But as the nation gains a foothold fighting the virus with around a quarter of the population now fully vaccinated, low- and middle-income countries are vaccinating at much lower rates, a distribution imbalance that Ghebreyesus calls shocking. Amy Held, NPR News.
In Guatemala, the 2-month-long eruption of the Pacaya volcano is intensifying. Maria Martin reports ongoing lava flows are closing in on villages.
Pacaya's first recorded eruption was in 1360, its last before the current one in 2014. Now, after more than 2 months of activity, authorities are watching the lava flow as it threatens several villages on its slopes. Humble communities of poor farmers whose fields of corn, beans, coffee, and avocados have been destroyed or are threatened by the fiery giant.
Maria Martin reporting. This is NPR. The Cuban Communist Party is in session this weekend to select a successor to President Raul Castro, who confirmed yesterday he's retiring. It ends six decades of his and his brother Fidel's leadership. Car maker Hyundai is launching a new small pickup truck. NPR's Camila Domonoski reports it fills a vacuum in the U.S. auto market, where most new pickups have one big thing in common.
Pickup trucks are hugely popular in the United States. They're huge moneymakers for automakers. And they're also just huge. A mid-size truck on sale now can be as big as a full-size truck was a few decades ago. Today's full-size trucks are behemoths. And compact pickups, much to some buyers' frustration, they just don't exist on new car lots. That's the niche Hyundai hopes to fill with the Santa Cruz, a cross between a pickup and an SUV. They're calling it a sport adventure vehicle, or SAV, most people would call it a small truck. Ford is also working on a compact truck for the U.S. market, which would bring the number of small trucks for sale up to 2. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
NASA has selected Elon Musk's company SpaceX to build a spacecraft to carry astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972. The mission could take place as soon as 2024. SpaceX won the $2.9 billion contract over Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin and defense contractor Dynetics. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.